One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We can take some of your time and do a fun little episode, a full of updates.
A little update-a-roo.
Update-a-roni, if you will.
Ooh. This is our bi-yearly check-in, you guys, basically. I just realized it had been 6 months since we really did a deep dive on us for New Year's.
I also realized that June was when we started our podcast.
It is.
So 3 years.
Damn. I just got goosebumps. Last week. I fully forgot. We had so much going on.
So happy three-year podcasting, sister.
That's crazy.
I do want to give credit where credit is due.
Yep.
So we're going to give a big fat from the top thank you to Miss Allie Ward.
Burr, burr, burr.
She is our podfather
forever.
In the highest high. And we love her so much. And we just want to say thank you, Allie, for pushing us and seeing something in us that we just kind of flipped and threw it around. And
thank you for taking us seriously when we were like, we think we're funny. Would people think we're funny? And then you were like, fucking people will think you're funny. For real, for real? And you were like, for real.
For reals, though. We're very lucky to have the best guests ever.
It's true.
And I hope you guys have found a fun flow. The whole point of this podcast was for us to introduce you to all the cool ass people we know. And we've met new friends along the way.
And we've all met them at the same time.
It's
like you guys
together.
Are meeting our new friend with us. So that's fun.
And we've gotten some really great compliments over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those compliments include snort laughing while driving.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Almost peeing your pants before your destination.
Feeling like you're an inaugural sister.
Mm-hmm. And feeling like you are hanging out at a slumber party and you are part of the gang. And we love every one of you.
That's the highest compliment.
It really is.
That was the whole point of this, was everyone feel like you're in cute jammies or shitty jammies. I don't know, whatever you like, at a 90s slumber party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks for living our dream with us. This
Seriously.
Is a really fun passion project that we are going to continue to do past the three-year mark. We have some really cool guests coming up for you as we do our kickoff into summer. Real talk, we're going to talk about ice cream a lot
in the
next coming months.
So. And Otter Pops, because it's all I've been able to think about. I need the sunshine to be consistent.
Right.
So I can wreck the corners of my mouth with Otter Pops.
I hope you have your Lactaid ready and some insulin. Because shit's about to get sweet. Be sure to stick around till the end. We'll give you all the information on how to follow us. We usually do it for the podcast. And this episode, we're going to do it also for us. So if you guys want to follow the faces behind the podcast, all that information will be at the end for our handles, where you can find us, where you can find events, etc.
This is our self-promotion episode, basically.
Yeah.
Because we realized we're...
Get it well taught.
We're doing all right. We're worth following. Outside of this podcast is quite nice, actually.
We're worthwhile.
We're doing all right.
It's been a long time since I felt that way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So to jump in, I did a thing today and I re-listened to our New Year's episode.
Yeah, Shannon.
Just for funsies. You know, I like to listen to us talk. It's no big deal. I actually scrubbed to the end and we talked about. No, I was joking. Well, you have to listen to us so much more.
I have to edit the shit out of us. So when I'm done, I'm like, never repeat it back to me again. And then I also do our caption videos for TikTok where I re-listen to snippets and try to get some fun content for you guys. And it's a lot.
I'm just really grateful after 3 years you still want to be my sister after having to listen to all my grammatical bullshit. I know.
Listen, here's the thing about editing that's fun. I've identified the wave pattern of our ums.
What?
Yeah. So I can quick scan them very quickly. I was trying to explain it to our brother, Adam. Mm-hmm. And I said, picture you have a giant scarf and you're pulling it towards you. And every so often you're pulling off fuzzies. Okay. And it's just a never ending scarf. That's how I feel about editing is I'm looking ahead in the scarf and seeing the ums and picking them off quickly.
That was so easy. You just made that the perfect descriptor for my brain. I was okay. It's a gray and blue scarf simple. In my mind. Yeah. So that's perfect.
So based on New Year's episode 6 months ago, what's on your brain, Shannon?
Okay. So I have a question for you.
Oh.
I want to recap our resolutions.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember my resolution.
Oh, I do. Because I was listening to you. Is I know. It's great. Okay. You had a Robin Hood resolution and I had a vanity resolution.
Oh.
And then we've also achieved some bucket list goals.
Okay.
That are not on the resolution. So I think that would be fun to talk about because I think it's worth talking about.
Okay.
Okay. First, you're doing evil, but for good.
That was my resolution.
Yes. And then it was in a way that you like won't go to jail, but it benefits others, which I think is the best.
Yeah.
Your Robin Hood era.
I haven't been doing any of that.
I think it's because you've been busy working, but you have been doing good things for other people because our friend opened a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to toot your horn for you because you're not going to remember this.
Well, first give it a shout out. Slow Bomb Coffee.
Slow Bomb Coffee, y'all.
Beaverton, Oregon.
It's in two locations.
Our
There's a Portland Cheyenne. And a Beaverton.
Mm-hmm.
But Bon.
What about it?
Really helped shape some of the thoughts and doubts for our friend when she was really looking at this not blank canvas. Because when you buy a turnkey business, it comes with everybody else's shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, am I going to hurt imaginary people's feelings if I really
purge
this place?
Am I
going to
like diss the hood
right.
that this is established?
You're not going to cause it to haunt itself. Get rid of the shit. Make it your own.
Yeah.
Well, and Bonnie put her own spin in there with some really beautiful lettering pieces. She has art hanging in there. You can go buy Bonnie's art. If you're local, go buy her art.
In your hands.
Like,
yeah, it's all like framed up and shit. Like it looks real profesh.
You literally hang it in your house. That's wild. I'm excited
for
that.
It's
fun. It's beautiful too. You've got gorgeous pieces in there.
Thank you.
You have an art hanging, B.
I do.
It's fucking rad.
It feels really nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know why my brain does the thing because we're literally friends with people who support us and challenge us and want to bring out the best in us. For some reason, my brain goes, I have art hanging in a coffee shop. But like, it's my friend's coffee shop and
you minimize
blah,
your
blah,
shit.
Blah, blah, blah. Or like,
I know.
My husband brags that I'm, she's published in a book now. I'm like,
yep.
But like, I know the author of the book. It feels like when
you're discounting it.
Well,
yeah.
When it's not
a stranger,
a struggle.
Oh, okay.
I feel like maybe I'm undeserving of it because I didn't have to like claw at it.
It's because everything is so fucking complicated.
Everything is hard. And when it's not hard, I'm suspicious.
Well, you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop because usually
it's
things don't go our
here,
way.
Guys. It's raining.
They're all
shoes.
Left shoes. We're just waiting for the right shoes.
Oh, they're
shoes,
all fucking
guys.
Heavy boots.
Or high heels.
Oh, boy.
God. Well, Bonnie's got art hanging and I think you did a little Robin Hood action by just gifts of service. I think that was a nice little love language thing where you're showering our friends with your efforts because
I like
you
to
didn't
work hard
to.
For people and I
yeah,
love
just
to see other
to
people
see
succeed.
Yeah, there's your Robin Hood.
I love I when other people cool. can not even understand their own vision until it's finished in front of them and then they go, this is what it was. You understand my brain and I enjoy that. I like that gift. So
I love it.
What was your
mine was vanity
resolution
to like get hot. and like focus on myself and be a little selfish.
You're being a little selfish in your bod. I'm proud of you. I fucking
love it. And I'm looking into Botox and I'm regularly doing my facial things with Jackie at Trifecta Lash. If you're local.
Let's just give everyone a shout out.
Let's plug all our friends because this is exactly what we're doing today.
Jackie's dope.
Jackie's amazing. And she's going to start microneedling my little wrinkles in my forehead. And
we'll see. I want to be microneedled.
And the little shavy thing for the skin cells.
Yeah.
Like, give me all the face things that aren't injections. To see if I can avoid the injections. If I could do just the surfacing, resurface it like I am an old, nasty coffee table.
Yeah.
You know? So that, do I have to buy a new coffee table or can I just fix the pretty one?
Are you going to need to like mortar the joints?
No, I don't think I have to mortar. I think I have to like sand off. Like somebody painted it yellow and maybe it's really nice.
You're chalk painted from 10 years
ago?
I
am chalk painted.
You're fucking chalk painted, bro.
Yeah. And maybe I have a beautiful like merled walnut under the surface. Yeah. I'm looking for that. Beautiful.
Where's the original?
Right?
You know?
She gone. But I'm trying to find. Right. Can we spruce up this old furniture? That's where we're at.
That's fun. I think it would be really cool. Maybe do a live with Jackie where we get to talk about how things feel.
She'd
and I know there's
love
lots
that.
Of really cool people out there who already get procedures done that are like rejuvenating. We're of the age where, you know, our stress of our life is showing.
Oh, visibly.
And it's not like we're trying to like fight nature. It's just.
Yes, exactly.
You want to feel like your best self that you feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I think it happens to, you know, men and women alike. But at some point you look in the mirror and you go, where did they go?
So I have a theory on this. For this particular bracket of my life, this is how I feel. It is more available to me now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more accessible. It's more accepted. Yeah.
It's
and
more tested.
It's better for you. Mm-hmm. I will say I trust Jackie, not because I've known her like way more than half my life, but that's also that really helps out. But also she tests everything on herself. So she knows what
if
this
she
feels
doesn't
like
it.
And if
she
doesn't
wouldn't
think it works,
do it.
She wouldn't do it.
If she had a crazy reaction to something, she'd
and
be
she's
like
a person,
banned from my salon.
Yeah, she's a person that would because she has sensitive skin. She does all these things and I'm like, ma'am, what are you doing to your forehead? Do it to my forehead. And
yeah.
She's like
beautiful.
She's
too.
Gorgeous.
So we went to high school, Jackie.
Yeah.
We're from the city and we moved to the small town and here's Jackie looking like a beautiful fucking ice princess.
Like goddess.
Doesn't
like know what
luminous
she's
skin, gorgeous ice blue eyes. And for some reason, growing up in this small town, she didn't get told she was fucking rock solid. Like,
nope.
She's so gorgeous. And here's this like gem in the middle of the woods. And this whole town doesn't understand like what a gorgeous human they have. And that's just the outside. Like she's like, a good person on the inside.
She's legit. And she'll be like, that shit doesn't work. I don't want to rewind time. I would just like to stop time from coming on so fucking hard and fast.
And as the younger sister who's been wearing sunscreen since 2004.
Yeah. I was the sun goddess.
I want to watch what happens to you.
Yeah.
and then write my name on the line.
Yeah.
That would be great. Because
I'm a leather purse, y'all. No, my face has got more freckles than it did a long time ago. So.
You do love
the
sun.
I wore sunscreen, but I loved being the sun.
But I wore
Korean
110 SPF.
You're translucent.
Every fucking day for so long. It's not even because I'm like, oh, I really care about my skin. You guys, I fucking got drunk in my 20s, swam into the side of a pool, came out of the pool all Andrew WK about it, bleeding down my fucking face at my friends and was like, hey, guys. And they were like, yo, get out of the pool. You're and then bleeding. I laid in the sun and tanned while a goose egg formed on my skull. And my friends were like, you might have a concussion. And
clearly,
they wouldn't let me fall asleep. And I got real stoned and took a nap anyway. So I may have just pinpointed the part where my memory started.
You think?
Like not recording song lyrics anymore.
It was that's where your timeline stopped.
That was it.
I think we just did some therapy. This is great.
I had two big, giant, white fucking scars on my forehead from this huge concrete face plant into this pool.
Oh, the texture's lovely. Grapes it right off
your
face.
So, yeah, I was really tan, and it just stood out like two white, giant marks. So, you guys, I have bangs for a reason, and I will always be pale because as soon as I start to freckle, it makes like...
It highlights that and stays white?
It circles it almost.
Oh.
Like, the freckles I get are like on the border of the
like
scar.
You
the
get
scar
Lohan lip, but it's around your scar instead?
Yeah, yes. Let's bring up my Lohan lip.
No, I get it too. That's why I call it that.
If you guys want to comment anywhere you rate and subscribe your podcast, we'd like to know if anybody else gets the Lindsay Lohan summertime mustache.
Yes.
And by mustache, we mean a freckle fucking paint job from the sun.
It's not lip liner.
No. And your lips look like they're crazy shaped. Like they're like pew, 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 pew all over the place.
Right.
And you have from far away, like a 5 o'clock shadow on your upper lip.
It's not hot.
And summertime's hot. You can't cover that with foundation or concealer.
Where's the place that sweats the fastest? Your fucking upper lip.
My Burt Reynolds is just out of control.
I mean, Tom Selleck over here. We're just matching dudes.
But we're just, full of the freckles. Right. And that's fun.
I mean, we're a very attractive pair.
Well, that brings us up to date from 6 months ago.
We're doing okay.
Sort of. I know you have some cool new stuff. Mm-mm. Do you want to make some professional announcements?
Oh, my God. After today, okay, so we are recording after Bloody Mary Fest, you guys. If you do already follow my business account, which is Urban Farm Foods on the Insta, you'll know that we participated in one of my very favorite things in Portland. It is nationwide. It is a big-ass deal. It hasn't been around since 2019 because of the old panorama, but today we slaved over tomato juice and pickles. Bonnie is pickled. She was the pickle champion of garnish.
We were at Bloody Mary Fest.
Yes, we were at Bloody Mary Fest. The lead up to this was, you know, between 12 and 15 gallons of Bloody Mary mix, which I make from scratch like a crazy person.
Oh my gosh, and the flavor shows.
Oh, I love it. Roast those tomatoes.
People's mouths watering, and it was so
fun.
Cool.
It
and
was
I
so
was,
fun.
At one point, sitting in a chair, hunched over a giant bucket with toothpicks, like Wolverine'd from my fingers. They were like all splayed out. And I was like stab, stab, stabbing because people were waiting for us to like garnish.
It was crazy.
The floods of people that came through. She's like, oh, that was just the first flood. Now there's
the first wave.
300 are coming through and we're like, barf. So it is a lot. You prep so much, but there's only so many pickled garnish skewers you could make beforehand.
Right. Only so many you can predict you're going to need because you don't know how busy you're going to be.
If you don't know what a Bloody Mary Fest is, you buy a ticket in advance and you walk around and drink a free alcohol because you already paid for it. So you could literally have as many samples as you want. People really jump at that.
They really get on that.
Yeah, they're going to get their money's worth. And it's like a brunchy vibe. I'm going to sister brag. It's all
I love you.
Local restaurants
and bars
and bars and breakfast places.
The
all the places there are known. Like, you know where all these restaurants are.
You go there for their Bloody Mary.
You go there for their Bloody Mary on their brunch. And then here's Shannon, who's a sole proprietor of her business, Urban Farm Foods, being a single chef with just her fucking sister. And everybody else has like
it's me
staff.
Yeah. And a commercial kitchen.
Yeah.
On my best day.
Yes. And it was insane.
It is. And it's invite only too. I guess I should preface that in itself, that's an
award.
You
have to be invited to be a competitor.
And I am a one person and all of these places are restaurants and bars and distilleries and shit. And I'm like, bitch, I was invited here with you guys. That's hilarious. I'd like for them to wonder who the fuck I am because that's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Google you and you'll see pictures of you on the Food Network and shit. Like, you're not a nobody. And we still have that mindset of being nobodies
in the
world.
And in Portland, it's so foodie. I absolutely still feel like
I'm
nobody. Oh my
God,
which is
Portland
fine.
Is so known for all of its little hole in the wall, like divey, gotta know things.
There are a few categories you can win in. The People's Choice. They get to walk around and vote with those tokens, man. The little green tokens. And when you hear it clink into your little container, try not to cry. I fucking dare you. Because, like, I wanted to cry every single time it happened.
Yes, so there are several categories that you can win in. So Shannon's up for judge votes for best Bloody Mary recipe.
I'm defending my second place from 2019. I'm really hoping to best it this year, though.
She got second place and she was like road to redemption. And then there's best garnish, which, you guys, these garnishes get a little
out of control.
A little, it's like every time we have a daydream, about, like, you know, wouldn't it be crazy if, mm-hmm. if you guys have listened to this podcast long enough, you know, we have a million and one ideas. This is like where those ideas got put on a wooden stick and then like dipped in tomato juice. This shit is off the wall.
These cups are 4 ounces. Yeah. I just can't stress how small these cups are. You cannot put a tiny cheeseburger on this cup without it just being in the cup.
Yes.
But that happens.
That happens. That's you real. Get a wet tiny cheeseburger. But you know what? Some people like a little wet bread. I want to give a shout out to our MVPs of the day. If you follow her, you know she's moved to Oregon, but our dear friend Woodburn Corner, who we've had on the podcast before, Rachel Strauss, she actually came out today and brought her sister Mackenzie, and they honestly saved our lives multiple times because they were working with us and doing some like videos and photos and then floating around and having a great time. But then they'd come back and get in our own line, stand in line, and then just ask us questions and talk so we could catch up while the line was so long. And we were like, thanks for your patience, people behind. The people behind didn't want to be rude and interrupt another Bloody Mary Fest person,
because it's all fun
and it was so cute and we all got in on it. We were like being so hokey. It's like if you're like making like a fake phone call, you know, it felt like that, where you're like being loud enough to hear, and then they were running around and going, oh, Urban Farm Foods, oh my gosh, I'm gonna go back there, because they were just being so cute.
So funny.
She was cracking us up, and it was our first time meeting Mackenzie, and her and Rachel are just like the most adorable sisters, and we got to have like sister time while we were working, and it like filled my fucking heart, and I don't think we could have done it without them.
It was crazy because like
bombing through,
and when we say the line was super crazy long for us, that's not a brag, because it was long for so many other people too, because they let people in 300 at a time.
Yes.
That is wild, you guys. I had the best time with you there because we make a killer team, but also like I never feel stressed out. We work seamlessly. We're not twins, but like it's that weird mental link where you already know how I function. So it's like I don't have to instruct you. You're not my staff. So the moral of the story here is we had a really crazy good time. We're both fucking exhausted.
We're really tired.
I still have a permanent smile from every single time somebody brought their token.
They brought the token.
Or told me they liked my pickles or whatever. My face hurts. Apparently, votes will be tallied this evening. Last time it took a few days, so I'm not holding my breath. Real talk, witchy vibes. Everybody light a candle. Let's think really hard about it. Think happy thoughts.
Put good vibes in. And then if you guys want to just tune in for those results and you want to find out if she's won yet, go ahead and follow Urban Farm Foods on Instagram. She's going to be posting about it. And if you don't follow her already, you guys, fucking slow motion egg yolk pops and pasta making to fun music and chopping videos and sautéing videos and
knife
all these
porn.
Beautiful things.
So many sexy knives.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the sexy knives. And then also, Shannon, I really want you to give away your big, big news.
Oh, shit. I almost forgot. So
Shannon's got a new job.
I didn't think I wanted to work for another person again.
Yes.
I've been working for myself for so long. And then out of the blue, the universe was like, hey, this place is going to offer you a position you cannot refuse. I challenge you to try to refuse it. And I went and toured
a farm. To refuse it.
No, I just had a very, very real expectation in my mind. Of
again,
like,
the shoes are dropping everywhere in our lives all
this
the time, guys.
This is weird. Yeah. So I was like, in my brain, with my son's schedule, special needs schedule is not normal. And that has to fit perfect. Second thing, money. I would like it to mean something. I'm worth something. I'm trying to get my worth.
Yeah.
The responsibility, I want it to be creative and fun and fulfilling and tick all the boxes. If I'm going to work for someone else, I want it to still feel like I'm working for myself, or I don't want to do it. Trying to set like good, solid expectations and boundaries. And then I tell the gal this, and she's like, yeah, all of that in any capacity. We need you here. This is a perfect fit. And I walked around a farm with a restaurant on it. And then she's like, and will you plant this farm? And I was like, tomorrow? She's like, yeah. And I was like, will you order me plants tomorrow? And she's like, yeah, what do you want? And I was like, fuck is this life? Like, I literally spent this week, you guys, planting vegetables that I will be cooking in the kitchen that is attached to this farm. And this weekend, yesterday, I had my first full menu dinner with a full staff, and we had overly full bookings. All the tables were full. That is fucking wild. So
it's so cool.
Yeah. The kitchen at Middle Ground Farms in Wilsonville. You can book a reservation and come sit at a table and I will serve you my food. And it's fucking fabulous.
So Shannon is officially
Oh, right.
the executive chef. for a farm-to-table restaurant that does really beautiful, like, private dinners, private events, and she makes the whole menu.
You have, like, a 4 to 5 course dinner.
Bam.
Yeah, with wine pairings.
Totes so good.
Yeah, because we have a sommelier that fucking knocks it out of the water with the pairings.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I do want to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, yes.
Again, we've had him on the podcast.
This is all crazy.
We surround ourselves with the greatest people. We all support each other nonstop. He did my wedding cake, and it was one of the greatest things. He has an amazing staff, and they took care of us so hard before our wedding.
Yep.
It is Alex.
Yeah, our very own Hungry Hero.
Of the Hungry Hero Bakery. Alex knew the owner of the farm, and the owner of the farm was like, hey, help. I need someone, like, now. Like, yesterday. Like, who do you know? Kismet. And literally reached out to Shannon. She was like, this feels too good to be true. This
feels like a trick.
If it was coming from an unknown email address, you would have deleted it for spam.
100%.
Yes, because it's too good.
Yeah. He didn't even pressure me. I just know a referral from him.
Yeah.
He gets me. So, Alex, you're fucking amazing. And you done knew this was going to be a
thing. I'd say we'd bake you a cake, but Jesus. Like,
for real, I'll buy you a beer. Oh, a glass of wine. Let's just zhuzh it up a little bit.
Make him a charcuterie board.
Deal. It's called a nosh board where I work now.
Oh, a nosh board. It's delightful.
We have red wine caramel. I'm telling you guys, this is...
I'm excited to even put my feet on this farm.
It's so pretty.
Which leads us to the next thing, because Shannon can't go anywhere without looking back and grabbing my hand and bringing me over the wall with her.
Stop.
Since childhood. I love it. She saw their gorgeous barn.
It's so cool.
And reminded even me, because my memory is so fucking awful, you guys.
I remember your bucket list, and I'm trying to help you check shit
my
off.
Bucket list. Yeah. I love it, because it's an ADHD bucket. I fill it up, and I put it in the closet where I forget what's inside.
It's a closet full of shoe boxes and tiny little buckets.
Little teeny tiny miniature buckets. So she saw this great barn, and she remembered that I've always wanted to do a barn quilt square. We have them all over Oregon, specifically at the coast. We have more trails opening up here, so rural areas get this gorgeous 8 foot by 8 foot.
That's shit. Is it that big?
Fucking huge.
I thought it was like 4 foot. That's fucking cool.
No, Dawn. I've been doing a lot of research. So not only am I getting to do an 8 foot barn quilt square, so it's detailed art that is on the side. It looks like a quilt.
Yeah.
It's really gorgeous. It started kind of in the Midwest is when it was first noticed by Oregonians who brought it back here. And the history of it is really cool. It started in the early 2000s. It's great for tourism. You get added to these maps. So not only am I getting the opportunity to design with the owner of the farm to her daydream specs, I want to take her brain, mash it up a little bit, and then be like, yo, girl, look what I made you from your brain. And she's going to be like, oh my God,
you're amazing.
I'm so excited.
She might even say, bitch, you're amazing. She's chill as
she's
fuck,
so
you
cool.
guys. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, and the design and the actual creating of it and the installation of it's going to be our barn raising in my heart. So thank you, Shannon, for connecting me to this great opportunity.
It makes sense, man.
But then I also was looking up and going, you know, the trail of this specific community of their quilt squares ends right here. So I've been that annoying girl that's been calling. Not even my county. It's not even my city. It's a little bit ways away, but I've been calling people from city council because I need them to establish a map there, because I know I have seen quilt squares.
There's a bunch.
If it's just people that are fond of the
idea of
it. That's
why I thought of it, because they must have just made one because they like the look.
Yeah.
But let's get their shit on the trail.
There's no maps and stuff. So I want everyone to be on a map. If people can drive by and just see it and be like, ooh, oh, look, there's another one. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
Once you know of them and once you see them, you guys, now that you know what they are, if you've never heard of them before, you're going to see quilt squares on the sides of barns or just like farm buildings, like
outbuildings,
silos,
of some
sheds.
Variety.
Like people put them up on everything.
Farm
and
stands.
All the quilts are personal, like to the farm.
Yeah,
and they tell a story of the farm. I think it's just a really cool tradition that now I get to be.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Be a part of. We do want to give you guys all of our social information. I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Because Instagram folks, I love you. I see you.
Yeah.
My following is not huge. I do not need to gather a huge platform. I have quality over quantity, and that leads to sales in my art in a way that is so gratifying, so genuine. A lot of people just want to sell the shit out of their shit, and more numbers is more people seeing your stuff, and that is definitely accurate. However, I'm getting to do portraits for people who have lost their animals or people that want to make their dads cry for Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Real sweet gifts. I'm getting to do really quality pet portraits. And I was doing kid portraits for a really long time.
You can do any kind of portrait, but I think you're love. But it's the challenge level. You like
I like how realistic I can get the pet portraits that it creeps me out, zoom in so pixelated and I put in the tiniest little highlights to the point where when you zoom out, I'm like, why did I even do that? It makes a difference. I promise you. Every little hair is painted on and I have these really great hair brushes. Great. So I'm getting to do like flowing gradual hair or like short little stubby hair or like weird little marks on faces. It's so fucking cool. You can't paint a whole kid like Chewbacca. I could. I have. Remember the Valentine's
I did? You did Chewbacca. Their actual Chewbacca Valentine's. I just watched her brain click through a few things.
You can't paint a kid like Chewbacca. I have.
JK.
I have painted a kid like Chewbacca.
Wow.
Okay. My life is weird. Art is wild.
It's crazy.
Art does whatever it wants. It's fun.
I will say this is the first time I've seen you in all of your artistic career. You've always talked about finding your niche, finding your genre. Like you wanted to do XYZ, like mural pieces. There's all kinds of things still on your bucket list. But what I will say is it is nice to see you're catching a stride with what you're doing and what you're accepting. You don't feel like you have to accept every single job.
I don't want it.
It's nice. Well, but also you're at the point where your talent is obvious enough to the people that matter. You're getting commissioned things that pay your bills. You are a freelance artist and this is a dream for so many fucking artists.
This pandemic, I went from working in an office to I can't work in this fucking office. The world is ending. And my brain's like, you can't go back to working in an office.
Right.
Like,
it broke you, but for the
best
way.
Do or die. Yeah. The universe kind of forced me into full-time artwork. And I'm very excited by it.
It's pretty great. And
I have news I can't even share that I'm excited
for. Top secret vagueness.
I'm getting to do a larger more detailed project, which includes lots of research, lots of listening to another podcast for research, lots of measuring and looking up just historical meanings of things. Mm-hmm. It's so many levels of like modern research and past research and art research. Mm-hmm. In the mix of this thing that is about to happen and is happening, it has been happening for months. So I'm very excited for when this actually hits the universe and
you guys can all see it
because it's something I've dreamed about doing my whole life as a, wouldn't it be cool if?
And then somebody else that we love was like, wouldn't it be cool if? And Bonnie's like, abso-fucking-lutely it would be cool if. I've been saying this
Don't
forever.
Even slow down your train. I'm jumping on.
Like, tube, bitch, we're both driving this shit. But the other thing is,
I'm so into it.
It's not Ologies, spoiler alert, because Bonnie does already do art for Ologies episodes too. That's another art thing I think you forget about because it's a friend, it's a thing, but like, it's fucking great. Your art
is lining up in a way that I feel like our father, rest his soul, would be
so fucking proud.
Really proud. But then also I hear his voice in my head of going, well, you should have charged more.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God
damn it. Every time.
Make sure you sign your artwork, Bonnie.
Make sure you sign your artwork.
Frame this shit.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff coming to the future for artwork. I appreciate everyone who has purchased things from me. I have a bunch of new stuff in my own personal Etsy shop.
Oh my God, it's
there's
cool,
links
you guys.
Online. I designed a bag based on the color of its leather and then did floral works on it. And I have two bags. I have a dark floral and then one that I'm calling Woodland Blossoms. Because
it's not just a bag.
Dark. It's a waterproof travel bag.
It is luggage, you
it's
guys.
It's luggage.
It looks like Prada would buy this print.
It's really pretty. I think it turned out very good.
Great. I gasped when she sent it to me and it wasn't even a finished
thing. I was like, hey, tell me this stupid no.
And I was like, fucking no, I want it. Like, no. Give me that bag.
And it's the first thing I've made in a really long time that I get whims, you guys, where I'm like, ooh, I should create art for myself right now.
Right.
First of all, feels super fucking selfish when you have like several commissions, even if it's a long period of time that you have to finish them. The minute I want to do something for myself, I'm like, you should be doing other things. So it's the first time I've let myself sink into the creative mode of like, let's just see where this goes. And I was so inspired by the actual leather on the bag that I was like, I'm going to match colors. I'm going to pair colors. I'm going to just make something that is like totally vibrant. Really fun. Something that I would myself want.
Me too. I want the woodland thing so bad. Like, I need you to just make it for me.
It's really, great. It's a fun print and I had a really good time with it. And there's matching White Claw koozies.
Yes. It's so cool.
For both duffels.
I'm literally drinking a White Claw and wishing I had this koozie. Like, I really have one right here.
Yes, tall cans for those summer bevvies.
If you're a truly person, we're not excluding you. Like, whatever you drink out of a tall can is fine.
Whatever you like. It was just so fun to kind of take my brain somewhere else. And you know me, I get wrapped up in a project where I'm like, I have an idea. It's something I just have to get out of my brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes I finish them.
Right.
Lots of times I don't.
You do have the graveyard of false starts.
I do. But this year has been great for me for finishing
I'm so
things.
Proud of you. Projects that you have in the works that are your long range projects. Other creatives know that you still have to exercise your muscles. So like when the whim takes you, you do still need to like sketch a thing, get it out of your system. Like you can have all the things going at once. It doesn't detract. It's good for your brain. Mm-hmm. It's a muscle.
So if you guys want to see the new artworks, I've done a bunch of weird stuff, but I reorganized my Etsy shop.
Nice.
And kind of put things in their place a little better. So it's really easy to navigate. So that kicks us into Instagram. We always have our guests hype themselves up.
Yeah.
Say where to find them. We're just like, hey, we're two girls that popped up and interviewed your favorite actor. You don't know anything about us, hypothetically.
We're trying to make that
better. Yeah. So we want to be a friend. We like you. We've made some really cool friends from the podcast who not only support our podcast all the time, but literally post our stories all the time, repost all of our stuff from our personal accounts, cheer us on.
Literally tell us to introduce ourselves and make our faces known in our own podcast. So it's part of why I wanted to do this one, too. Where they're like, where are you in your podcast? I'm like, in the logo. When you
I'm the girl in the logo.
It's us too, telling secrets in a blue screen. You saw us on your iPhone.
Right? Yeah. And I'm going to give a shout out to our listener in the UK.
Okay.
Miss Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
She jumped on board with us when we interviewed Dominic Monaghan because she's a huge Dom fan, Lord of the Rings fan, loves them all, and is one of my most supportive people I've never met.
MVP. Absolutely.
Yeah. Always, like, tagging me in interesting stuff, sending me fun videos, telling me that they hope my day was better.
We love that. And it's so genuine and kind, and it means something when you guys say hi.
Yes, and it feels like a bigger slumber party. I'm like, we have listeners all over the world somehow.
Who somehow find us
relevant. We have a lot of listeners in Germany.
How did we get there? I would love origin stories. This is wild.
We are rambling, weird, white, West Coast American girls. And is that the intrigue? Or do you battle that while trying to hear content? So, like, we want to know.
Sorry if you're only here. Yes.
But we definitely want you guys to follow us on Instagram. We also have our TikTokies, our TikToks. Shannon and I both have our own individual TikToks, as well as we have a podcast one. So Shannon is Urban Farm Foods on Instagram. Is it the same on the TikTok?
It is the same on the TikTok.
Urban Farm Foods. And guess what I am?
You are Bonnier West. Bonnie Dutch.
Bonnie Dutch. Yeah. Bonnier West was my AIM name in the early 2000s. And
doesn't really rep your brand anymore, but I like it still.
Listen,
you know,
I'm crazy. He's crazy.
I mean, okay.
So I'm Bonnie Dutch, B-O-N-I Dutch, on TikTok and Instagram. And then on TikTok, we have the podcast account.
Yeah.
And that it is you are that podcast. And that's
it's pretty fun.
That's what's about it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
So much.
We adore you guys. You can find all of our links to all of our things. So Shannon's events, things like that, you can find them on her links on her Instagram. That's the best place to, like, dig deep and find us.
Yeah.
She has really cool merch right now that you definitely want for summertime. So if you need some fun city farmer gear, she's got.
Do you want to meet fanny all pack, kinds? You guys?
Yes. She's got meat stuff. She's got veggie stuff. She's got weird puns.
Granny crochet leggings.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite things. She comes to my house and I go, oh, my God, I love your shirt. She goes, thanks, I made it.
Yeah.
Such a vibe.
My artichoke shirt gets a lot of feedback. Cut in half artichoke and it says, eat your heart out.
Uh-huh. But it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous artichoke.
Some people make it sexual. Do what you want with that. I really don't care.
The inside of an artichoke looks like
a vagina.
A vagina.
It looks like a vagina. Like, it's pretty great.
So we wanted to say happy 3 years. Yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this weirdo journey.
Seriously.
Again, we're just like two girls that know cool people, but we're starting to realize that the fact that all these cool people believe in us made us kind of believe in ourselves a little bit more.
That's really
and
true.
Maybe like raise our standard of how we should be treating ourselves and our careers and our passions and our talent and kind of striving for bigger and better and a lot more fun.
Yeah. You know what? We're all right.
Yeah.
We're pretty all right.
We're like trying to like live our dreams and stuff.
Right. Do you feel the positivity? We're trying to step in and.
It's like a golden aura, but it has the pattern and texture of the Riddler's costume.
Oh my God. I was wondering where that was going. Yeah. We're both draped in question marks. But today we're really sitting in it and it's fine.
And when we say that, we're looking at ourselves in the eye, right. In the mirror.
Yeah.
Being like, you stupid, but that's a habit. That's our new year's resolution. Mm-hmm. You and I both do it. We are going to stop calling ourselves
stupid bitches.
A stupid bitch.
Do it.
And we
so
use
much.
It all the time. And like, you know, like we mean it, but like
for real
it like alarms other people to hear that. They're like, why do you talk to yourself that way? And I'm like, I walked around a corner and I stubbed my toe. That was a real stupid bitch move. Like, fuck me for doing I hurt myself, you stupid fucking bitch.
So you mean to yourself twice is what you just did.
Yeah. And right. If it were like a baby, I'd be like, oh baby, your toe, let me kiss it.
You should kiss your own toe. I mismeasured something, did something, cut something, I did something culinarily stupid in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Didn't hurt myself, but I really backed myself up 3 steps where I cost myself time and energy.
Yeah.
The reaction was not equal to what happened. And I was like, you stupid bitch. And he's like, don't talk to my wife like that. I was like, yeah. All right.
That's
what
Joe says. And it's nice. Yeah. If you think about it that way, insulting someone's wife.
Tomorrow's going to be
a better day. Let's treat ourselves how we treat somebody else by saying, your feelings are valid. You can feel this way as long as you want to. Right. And just know I'm here for you when you're ready to talk about
it. I have the best idea for a closeout right now.
Oh, shit.
And leave all this in, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to give ourselves compliments as our closer.
Oh, just gross.
I don't give a fuck. A little shorty. Okay.
I'm not ready. I'm too tired.
I'll start first. I'm tired, too. Shannon, you are being a shiny diamond when you feel like a turd.
Mm-hmm.
And you are telling your imposter syndrome to shut the fuck up. And you are marking your price and trying your best to know your worth. And on a shitty day, you're giving yourself more grace.
That's great.
Trying,
I'm glad
my fucking
you're doing
best.
That too.
I'm doing that as well as probably still shitting on myself, but like, yeah, at least I'm doing this also because balance.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you like about yourself?
I really like these pants that I ordered online.
Okay.
That fit well.
Tell yourself a compliment. Pretend you're Rachel because Rachel will tell you.
Okay.
Use Rachel's voice to be nice to yourself.
This is easier. Okay.
Yes. See?
Channeling my
I kind of just did that.
Because... Rachel Strauss, Woodburn Corner.
Yes.
Because she would fucking not have this
no.
nonsense.
She'd be real mad at us.
She'd slap my hand for calling myself a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Because I'm not stupid.
Not at all.
I'm actually pretty smart.
Yeah, you are.
I'm giving myself time.
Good.
To genuinely do a good job on things.
Good.
I'm a huge procrastinator normally, so I'm proud of myself for scheduling and adhering to my own personal protocol now in a way that doesn't stress me the fuck out or make me feel like I'm missing out on other things. Because I do that as punishment to myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to take away the fun things and only do work, work, work. I'm trying to include and sprinkle in the fun things. I'm doing better at going with the flow.
Good.
And I'm really proud of myself for jumping into therapy this year because I feel like it has helped me leaps and bounds to just kind of decide what is and is not my fucking problem anymore.
Yeah. Fucking boundaries.
And and at the end of the day, like, am I helping or hurting situations by trying to over-involve myself in something that can be fixed?
You're not causing yourself more stress.
Yeah. And I'm not taking on other burdens.
Or hurt. It only frustrates you.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm focused more than I've been in a really long time.
Good. I see that.
Because usually I'm full of ideas. And mm-hmm. right now I'm like, oh, I'm full of ideas, but these are concrete ideas mm-hmm. that I've mapped out, researched, and I'm passionate about, and I know that they're going to be amazing somehow.
See?
They're in there, and I'm like, I know they're going to be amazing. And, like, I have all the things to accomplish what I need to do.
See?
Yeah.
Look how good you are to yourself right now.
I was being
Rachel.
I'm so
proud of yourself. I know.
It's, yay to
see,
us.
We channel our inner guru because she's real good to us.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that are good to us. We just need to talk in their voices to ourselves.
I agree. So if you guys think we're all kinds of all right,
mm-hmm.
we're going to give you homework today. So we would like you to go to your mirror. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make eye contact.
No, just look down. It feels weird to look at yourself.
And give yourself like two genuine compliments. Like, mm-hmm. your skin looks better because you drank more water this week.
Nice.
You stupid bitch.
don't call
yourself
don't say it
stupid
out loud.
Bitch. Be kind to yourself. We're trying really hard. It is fucking work.
It's weird.
And thank you for sticking with us for 3 years. We have some incredible guest coming up for the summer season.
It's so everywhere
that it's going to be very weird and exciting. And that's the whole point
right.
of this. You guys may have tuned in for one reason and then stuck with us, and we appreciate it so much. But hopefully along the journey, you've gotten to meet comedians you never would have heard
mm-hmm.
of, artists that you didn't know existed.
Yeah. Musicians.
Joined into a genre of something mentally that you've never even like thought of. It's not even your wavelength.
Right.
And maybe now you follow a specific band or you started listening to a certain kind of music because of people that we've had on that you just really genuinely like the person. And now you feel connected to whatever it is that they're doing.
It's like when you have a birthday party and you invite your friends from work and your friends from school.
We can all organically be one hot mess of fun.
And then it's so much better.
Yeah, like blubber.
Yeah. You know what? I think... y'all are part of our blubber and we love you.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to this little mini-sode full
of ditty.
Sistery updates. Like always, if you guys had a great time, go ahead and rate and review anywhere you listen to podcasts. 5 stars is the best vote that you can give us.
You can find the podcast on Instagram at No, You Are That. Don't forget the no.
Mm-hmm.
And please feel free to follow along and interact. We love We love interacting with you guys.
If you want to see more kid pictures of us, we're going to be posting some littles of Bon and Chan this week. Real awkward. We just want to share that side of ourselves with you because it's fun to be vulnerable.
It's weird. I got a teen one that just really embraces who I am as a person. So we're going to, I think that's going to be the highlight of this week for me personally.
Oh, Lord. So it's going to be really good.
If you wondered who I was inside, now you know. So
we also have merch located at youarethatmerch.com. Nostalgic items, podcast related items, fun quotes from days gone by on the pod, and every dollar you spend to buy some weird piece of merch from us goes directly back into keeping the podcast alive and well. So we appreciate everyone who buys merch.
Yes, please.
We also have Patreon. That's another way to support the pod for as little as a buck a month. And that is located where, Shannon?
Patreon.com/ you are that.
Thank you so much for that information. We also have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. The Facebook group is really like that parachute in gym class
where
you all lifted it up.
And then you go under.
And then you run underneath and you tuck in the sides.
And then you're all in a bubble.
And you're all in a bubble together.
Yeah. So, you can join our bubble. You just have to search
Facebook. Join the bubble, man.
Search Facebook for You Are That, and you'll find that bubble.
Pop right up. Big, big shout out this week to Allie Ward.
Yes.
To Rachel Strauss. To Alex of Hungry Hero. And to Jackie for keeping Shannon's lashes looking flawless. To Cheyenne for keeping us in coffee. We have the coolest people in our corner. We love them. We support them. They support us back. Mm-hmm. And I hope you all have like a really cool, strong, awesome person. Compliment yourself. Go find your supportive person. Mm. Give them a cupcake.
Yeah.
Say thank you, man.
Sounds good. Now I want a cupcake.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Let's go eat a cupcake.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello? Hello, are you still there?
Hey, did you hang up?
Hey, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
You hang up first.
Oh my God, you're still there.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.